Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of brighter futures for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
We've got a calm morning where it looks like everything but our favorites in tech is holding in. Some of that is oil is coming down. I think that the idea that you can base oil on troops being pulled out of southern Gaza in Israel is wrong, but there is a war premium. And I come back and I say, let's stop being focused on the short-term rates and the short-term Israel and the short-term oil and focus on what is about to come, which is earnings. And the industrials are going to lead us.
Yeah, that was the crux of your story that you put out yesterday. Block out the short-term noise.
Was it too vicious? Or what do you think it was tempered?
No, I don't think it was too vicious, only because, right, I forget the number, but there was like a record number of Fed speakers last week,
right,
which is just crazy because
Right, and I just think that what we should be looking at is if they're knocking down stocks, you can go scoop up Eaton. We've been waiting for Eaton to come in. There was a clown downgrade of Eaton. Great.
Yeah, a downgrade today by Wolf. They go to underperform from peer perform, so they haven't liked it. Evaluation call.
I don't mean to call him a clown. I mean to call him a sad clown.
Well, they've been peer performed, so maybe that is so. So they point out there's been a wave of upgrades from longstanding bears folding their cards. They're not going to do that. So at least they are kind of holding their ground, so to speak, pointing to a big premium valuation relative to the group. But I guess the question is that maybe it's trading at such a high premium because a big earnings beat is
this
coming.
This is a tech stock.
And it'll look a little bit cheaper.
If we believe that the data centers are going to increase, this is the tech stock. The biggest amount of things that are ancillary to the data center made by Eaton.
Right. That's one of their largest end markets. It's somewhere 10 to 15% of sales.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know the data center market is growing fast just based off all the activity,
right,
all the spending happening from the mega caps, Amazon, Microsoft. You pointed all these out yesterday in the story. So, I mean, look, the stock is all-time high on Friday.
Right.
Craig Long's retiring.
And
yeah, everyone knows there's a CEO transition happening. At some point, he hasn't announced his plans, but there's an age requirement. So
right. I mean, it's kind of the way it works in corporate America.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
The spirit of performance defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura's been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.